Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 16. Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. Text 52 through 54. You can repeat. Anugrinishva Bhagavan. Pranangs tyajati pannagaha strinam na sadhu shochyanam pati prana pradiyatam. 53. Videhi te kinkarinam anushteyam tavagyaya tachradhyaya nutishtanvai muchyate sarvato bhayat. Text 54, the word meanings. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Ittam, in this way, Saha, he, Lord Krishna, Naga Putni Bihi, by the wives of Kaliya, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Samabhishtutaha, fully praised, Murchitam, who was unconscious, Bhagna Shirasam, his head's crushed. Visasarja, he let go. Angri Kutanai, by the striking of his feet. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Itamsa Nagapatni Bhir.
Bhagavan Samabhishtuta.
Murchitam Bhagna Shirasam. Visasarjhangrikuttanai itam sa nagapatni bhir bhagavan samabhishtuta murchitam bhagna shirasam visasarjhangrikuttanai itam sa nagapatni bhir bhagavan samabhishtuta murchitam bhagna shirasam visasarjhangri kuttanai.
Ladies.
Anyone else? So we're going to go back to text 52 for reading the translations and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Text 52, translation. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for the saintly to feel compassion for women like us. This serpent is about to give up his life. Please give us back our husband, who is our life and soul. Text 53. These are the Nagapatnis at the end of glorifying Krishna. They're now requesting. Now please tell us, your maidservants, what we should do. Certainly anyone who faithfully executes your order is automatically freed from all fear. Purport. The surrender of Kaliya's wives was now complete. Lord Krishna immediately gave them his mercy as described in the following verses. Text 54. Sukadev Goswami said, thus praised by the Nagapatnis, the Supreme Personality of Godhead released the serpent Kaliya, who had fallen unconscious, his head battered by the striking of the Lord's lotus feet. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna, upon reaching his decision, immediately jumped down from Kaliya's hoods and stood before the serpent with his wives. We should remember that when Lord Krishna executes these pastimes, he is just a young village boy in Vrindavan. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksud Meditanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Surito Pangur Mamamanda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Patambo Jo Radha Madana Mahano. So the scene, the Nagapatnis are watching their husband being killed right before their eyes, something like Prahlad watched his father. So here they're offering these wonderful prayers, just like Prahlad also offered prayers to subdue the anger. So Krishna is also having some fun here. And one of the things that stuck out to me is that, I'll ask the question first. When we offer our prayers, do we know if Krishna hears the prayers? What is the correct way to offer prayers? Whose prayers does Krishna listen to and agree to? And which ones apparently doesn't? It goes without changing. So do prayers affect Krishna's activities? Was he going to do it anyway, or did his behavior change by hearing prayers? What do you think? Anybody have an idea on that? You say yes to which? All the above. So when one offers a prayer, you
You were confident that Krishna, he fulfills all of your prayers when you offer prayers? Not necessarily. There's some changes. Okay. So, of course, in this age of computers, there's formatting, you know, so the correct formatting for the prayer is there. If you've ever downloaded anything, they have a little box that you have to check before you can get that, and it's called, you have to agree, right? If you agree, then now you, otherwise, if you say, I don't agree, then that's where it stops. You have to put the little block on there. So you have to agree because it's the intellectual property of someone else, and they're just letting you use it. So where did Krishna first acknowledge or set the precedent for this, for hearing a prayer? There's a clue that it's been said recently by Narayani and by Sesha. And also, you got it queued up. I got it here where Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says. You have it pretty close. Anybody know what the format and the precedent is for getting the prayers through? Because fairly good there. Humility and penance. And we can also see it in these prayers here that they're all contained in this point.
Oh.
What it is?
Oh,
by the way, okay, well, maybe you could read it. And you probably even know the Sanskrit pushkar. Oh, humility. Yes, thank you. Thanks for that. And there was one other one, too. What was
repentance.
The other? Repentance. Okay. That you're sorry. So these are a part of a list of six. And there's a nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that it's up there. This is in the introduction to Saranagati. And let's see. It says... He says, Sri Nanda Kumara, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice of surrender. So we also remember that originally, I'll put a plug in for tomorrow, there's Lord Ramachandra, he, Vibhishan, came. I don't think Lakshman particularly cared for him when he first showed up, but he said that anyone who has surrendered, I will give him protection. From this day on, I am yours. So we can see in these prayers that the Nagapatnis, they also manifested, you do what you want, We're surrendered to you. You tell us what's best. And I thought that there's a very wonderful purport in Saartha Darshini. Saartha. So Saartha is the essence of desired things. Darshini, is that it? Hope that's right. And text 52, which was one of the verses that we read, this comment is so wonderful. The way that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur presents his comments is he gives us an insight into what Krishna is thinking at the time. Because Krishna changed what he was going to do. And in this verse 52, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us how Krishna had to change what he had in his mind, what he had planned to do for Kaliya. So the verse, the way it's translated here is, O Supreme Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for the saintly to feel compassion for women like us. This serpent is about to give up his life. Please give us back our husband, who is our life and soul. So to set the scene for a minute, this is a tense moment. I mean, we're reading about it. We're in a nice atmosphere. This is a tense moment. Their husband is being killed right in front of them. And here they are praying. So it says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment. Krishna says, I have diagnosed Kaliya's disease, treated and cured him. But to wipe out the last traces of the disease, I must stomp on his head 7 or 8 more times. You should permit this. So he was ready to go. I mean, just a couple more, you know, I can finish him. So the Nagapatis pleaded, we fear that if you give our husband this strong medicine of punishment, which is actually some more mercy to purify him of all his offenses, he may die, for he's just about to leave his body. So what do you think Krishna said back? Krishna replies, what does it matter if he gives up this snake body? What can he do with this body anyway? He's a snake. It is better that he gets a spiritual body as my devotee. Nice argument, huh? So they replied back. The Nagas, Patnis, he says, we are beautiful women. Becoming widows, we will be engaged by force to enjoy with another sinful snake. Since Kaliya is now a Vaishnav, he has become the object of our affection and our life and soul. So isn't that just, that's an amazing insight that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us into that, what's happening between one moment and the next moment here, that they're pleading. And because, as I said, where was it? It was right around here. It mentions that we're surrendered. You can do, we'll just do what you, I underlined it someplace. Maybe it was a different book. Where he's actually hearing their prayers, and he changed what he was going to do. He was all ready to go. We understand his thinking, what this, he'll get a nice devotee body, you know, now he's a snake. But by their prayer, and their prayer is according to religious principles. And we know that Krishna, he's got a soft spot for religious principles and surrender. And these ladies are offering these nice prayers. So he's listening, and he changes his behavior. So I was going to let's see. So in the same way, what is the prayer that we want Krishna to hear? We also pray, and this surrender, these 9 symptoms of surrender, maybe we should mention them again since we only had a couple. This is from the Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 100. For those who know the verse, Anukul Yasya Sankalpa. This is as good as I'm going to get. The 6 divisions of surrender are accepting those things favorable for devotional service and rejection of the unfavorable things. Now, this also was commented on in how the process of bhakti dissolves your subtle body. because the subtle body is actually more important than the gross body. This comes into focus specifically because of the hybrid situation that we are, not being born as Brahmins. So they say how there's a lot of controversy with Prabhupada about making Brahmins out of Mleches. It's generally not done. You have to take birth, and that way you can see that nature, according to Yam Yamapi Smaram Bhavam, if you had evolved your subtle body correctly, then you could take birth in the mode of goodness, have these high qualities of the Brahmin has. But yet, how do Mleches, which are born with all bad qualities, be initiated into being a Brahmin and act like Brahmins? So the answer to that was, as bell metal can be turned into gold by the alchemy process, the same way by the spiritual master. And the way that that works is you only see the gross body, just like you only see the leaves moving, you don't see the wind. But it's moving according to the subtle body. So when one takes initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, he agrees to be his disciple, and he actually gives power of attorney from his mind. He takes it from his mind and puts it to the instructions of the spiritual master. The spiritual master, being an elevated devotee, usually pure devotees, following in the line of Krishna, Lord Nityananda, coming all the way down to Brahman, devotees that we have now, that by agreeing to listen and making your decisions based on their instructions, your subtle body is no longer the subtle body of a Mlech, even though your gross body may still appear that way, and maybe some habits take a while to go away, but the subtle body is now being directed. So that's how that process works. And where it talks about how it dissolves the subtle body, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that it digests it, which in one sense is the same, but you can put a little bit more into it for understanding purposes, is when you digest something, it separates what you've eaten into two categories. You know the two categories that gets separated into? Nourishment and excrement. So here, under these six symptoms of surrender, the first one is he accepts those things favorable. So that nourishes his devotional life. And when he rejects those things that are unfavorable, that very act of surrender is digesting, is dissolving his material existence. That is how the subtle body gets digested or dissolved, is by this process of surrender. That's the, just like you accept those things, you reject those things, nourishment, excrement. So the next one was conviction that Krishna will give protection. So whatever we're doing in that surrendered mood, we understand this is Krishna's protection. And you feel it, and that does something. That's a conviction that Krishna will give protection. The acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian and master, and full self-surrender and humility. So these are those items that when one offers the prayers, and we can see in the as these Nagapatnis were offering the prayers, and in this last part, that they're manifesting these symptoms of surrender. And we're seeing that Krishna, as the verse that we put up on the board said, he hears those prayers that are spoken by someone who has these symptoms of surrender. Now, back to the point, amazing, I remember that. What is the prayer that the devotees have regularly? Sometimes we don't think of it necessarily as a prayer, but it's one of our primary activities. Chanting the Maha Mantra. So Do we want Krishna, Radharani, to hear that? Please engage me in your service. So that same prayer, one which decorated with these six elements of surrender, will eliminate the 10 offenses. And we understand sometimes Prabhupada would use the term the razor's edge. Anybody remember hearing that? I don't know if it's being spoken a lot anymore, but I remembered it in the past, the razor's edge. And that meant the second part of it was a little inattention and immediately there's blood. And if you go to, when I went to India in 74, I was, you know, young, and I thought I'd just do everything. So I bought a straight razor and a little brush and some soap. And that's how everybody shaves there. You ever use a straight razor? They're not safety razors. They're straight razors. So anyway, you have to hold it at just the right angle or it doesn't work. And if you aren't paying attention, you know what the next thing that you experience is? Ow! And then you look and there's this red dripping down the side of your cheek, you know. So these analogies Prabhupada has given us from practical life, that spiritual life, you have to pay attention to. And of course, we've understood from the many classes we hear about attention. Sometimes is explained as the root inattention of all the 10 offenses, to being inattentive to what you're doing. So that is one of my best ways to distract you, is by having you be inattentive to what it is that you're doing. You're offering a prayer, you're decorating. We know today, trying to make the theme of it, is how to have your prayer heard, if you'd like it to be heard. This particular situation for the Nagapatnis was a very intense situation. Sometimes our life doesn't appear to be so intense, so we may become a little, I think, lackadaisical or complacent or something else. And Krishna, knowing that he wants us, he always does want us home. This place is not a place for us to live. Krishna is not unaffected by us being here. Just like at the other day, it was mentioned that Krishna sanctions, but it's against his will. In fact, I looked up the verse. It was being given to TK, because he had that verse on there, how Krishna creates this material world against his will. Just like one time Prabhupada asked, why did Krishna create this world? And Prabhupada responded back in this particular case, strongly like a lion. He says, you created this material world. He says, because of you. And something like a criminal asked the government, why did you create this prison house? You didn't need a prison house. He says, no, I need a prison house because of you. That's why I created this prison house. It's not my desire to have a prison house. It's because of you demanding this situation, I created this. So it was against Krishna's desire. But just, and the example was so nicely given, that the child asks for something and their parent says, no, this wouldn't be good for you. Let's take it as a small child. Maybe we've had this experience in a store and the child saw some. They always put these items where the children can see them. They lower it down so the children can see it. And they know they're going to victimize that mother when they see that. And the child says, no, I want it. You think the child says, no, I want it like that? No. They raise the level of their voice, and the parents say, you're in a, you know, you're inside a store, you know, don't act like that here. Does the child listen to that reason? Not usually. They start screaming. So now what's the mother to do? Can't control the child. The child's screaming. You're in a public place. So what does the mother do? All right, take it. So it's got full food coloring. It's full of sugar. The kid's going to become hyper. They're going to be poisoned by all the ingredients that's in there. And they're powerless to do anything at that time. So a similar situation arises. The living entity has material desires, and he comes to this, sent to this material world. He doesn't come to this world. He's not performing lila. He's injected into the material atmosphere with many qualifications. Is it he gets anger after frustration built in. You're going to be frustrated here. Then you're going to be angry. Then you're going to die. Then you're going to have fear about dying because it's not natural for you. There's what, five items that Lord Brahma first puts into this material world. Self-deception, as the picture of the person looking at a cigarette. This will be good for me. So, no intelligence. Manda sumanda matyo manda bhagya. So we've become so fortunate. So this chanting, if it's decorated with these items of surrender, and of course, where does that start? How is it? This sadhana is so perfectly engineered. Someday, you just like everybody can listen to someone play a piano, a good piano player. Everybody listens and says, it's nice. But the expert piano player hears more things than the other person, even though the other person may enjoy it. He'll pick out, did you see how they just did that? That's so hard to do. And they'll appreciate it. So this sadhana that Srila Prabhupada has given us is so perfectly engineered. Everything that Prabhupada did, so just like the doctor gives you some medicine, and he says, take one every 4 hours. So what's the doctor know? I'll take two every 8 hours. And what's the difference? You can't change things like that because his engineering, that went into giving you that prescription to that particular medicine is highly developed, much more than the person who just says, all right, I'll take it, I got the script. He's on a different place. So this sadhana, this practice that Srila Prabhupada has given us is so perfectly engineered, it stops the process of birth and death as a byproduct. You get eternal blissful life. So it's so carefully, everything has to be attentively done. And the more attentively you do it, the more perfection you see in everything that's being given to us. Not to mention that it's empowered because of Prabhupada's prayer. I'm praying for your advancement. And so Prabhupada's always praying. He's giving his mercy. The ones who take it, take the mercy of Prabhupada. Just take the mercy. So what is the first thing that one does, maybe when he gets up in the morning, but at least when he comes into the temple? What is that item that he does? Ooh, you're on today. Yes, pay obeisances. And, of course, when you pay, you have to pay full price. So sometimes we want the sale item obeisances. No, but you pay obeisances with the full price. You have the right positions. There's a physical position. There's a mental position. Sometimes, there's different ones that may be adjusted because of health issues. But if it's not for a health issue, then there is a health issue for your spiritual health issue. So you offer basis and take the moment to consider you're delegating your power of attorney to your destiny to Srila Prabhupada and his chain. Disciplic succession. And sometimes if there's something difficult, this analogy came to me one time. I almost went past a freeway exit. I caught it just in the nick of time. So I looked in my mirror and there was no one behind me. So I turn the steering wheel very hard to get onto the exit. I should have started some time before, but sometimes you lose track of what you're doing. So as I was making that very sharp turn, I was pressed against the side of the car quite hard. I couldn't even stay in front of the steering wheel. I was over to the side just trying to, because there's inertia. You know, the inertia that's at bodies at rest tend to stay at rest, especially in the morning. And I can't ever miss an opportunity. Anyway. But there's also bodies that are moving in a direction tend to stay moving in that same direction. So we were moving in a direction according to our destiny, not towards the spiritual world, but most of us were heading towards the lower planetary systems, and our subtle body was pushing us in that direction. And we're making a major change of direction. And when you make a major change in direction, there's some inertia being pushed against you from your previous direction that you were taking. So we're experiencing that in Krishna consciousness, that by following Srila Prabhupada's instruction, there's some difficulty changing our direction of our life. So there's a word for that, I think. Anybody want to take a guess for what that is called? Close. Samskars. Not bad. I was thinking of Lord Brahma. He was given a couple syllables to think about for a while. Tapa. Yeah, the heat. Turn up the heat of that's another in Hindi. Does anybody speak Hindi? Oh, how do you say heat in Hindi? Mata, is there tapas, fire, Agni? Bhaji was telling me something about there's a word that sounds almost like tapa that means tapasya, but that meant heat. Tapasi. Anyway, there's Sanskrit. Sorry, looks the same to me. The same script, I know. Anyway, so if there's some difficulty, you put it under the account of tapa, that there's some difficulty to go against your previous conditioning. And one has to accept that without difficulty, or maybe there's some difficulty, but he has to accept it. That this is what's favorable for my Krishna consciousness. And if you don't do that, is your direction changing? You know, in other words, to turn that steering wheel so hard that I hit that exit, or to change my direction from, what's that place called? The lower planetary, Patala Loka. So I'm heading to Tapala Loka, not a very nice place. And I'm now got my direction changed. So this is what, a 180? You know, there's at least a 180 turn in directions, which is, we heard the other day about hydroplaning. You know, he was saying when he was a young kid, I was going to ask him a little bit more, what do you do when you're hydroplaning? Well, usually you do spins. The car now doesn't have much friction. I used to, there's different times when you would do that, either in the off-road on the dirt. They call them donuts, and you can turn real fast and you just spin around like that. So that's sometimes a 360, sometimes a 270, which are the angles how far you turn before you come out, or 720 if you're spinning. Anyway, so we may be spinning out of control, but we're trying to head back to Godhead. So if there's some difficulty, one has to accept that unbegrudgingly. And that's the idea. Brahmachari, tapa, what is it, 551? Lord Rishabhdev gave some instructions to his son. And we see that Prabhupada, yeah, that's it, Tapadev Divyam. Do this, and Prabhupada lectured on that verse over and over and over again because we were all young, mostly still brahmacharis, and there's some difficulty to remain a brahmachari. And Prabhupada would say, but that difficulty is not the same difficulty you're going to experience as being a householder. The difficulty is going to be there. So he said to take this tapadputra, his sons, this, to do this. So we find that these Nagapatnis, they have demonstrated all those qualities of surrender. And we see by that verse that Krishna was going to, well, they put his lights out in another 7 or 8 more kicks, almost done. And he didn't do it because of these prayers of the Nagapatnis. So, any questions or comments? Then the class is over. All glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Do you have your hand up? Oh. Still on. Go ahead. You have to speak now.
So the chanting of the holy name is the thing for us that changes karma for the conditioned soul. And that's like the tapasya for us. And it's fairly simple, in this age. So I don't know, I was just going to say something like that. You know, there's the karma that the conditioned soul is born with, the prarabdha karma, and then he can change that by chanting of the holy name, which is like very, it's simple.
Even clapping your hands in front of the deities. it does seem simple for the simple. But you know who's complicated is the cheating propensity. There's a negotiation stage that the mind goes through, and if you haven't met it yet, you'll meet them soon. And they, when material attachments are, they kind of drop down for a while. So they're not prevalent, but they come back because the root's not gone. It's very easy to cut the grass off at the top, but if you don't take the root out, it comes back again. And as the process becomes more acute in your mind, where you can make the subtle distinctions, then you'll see that there's a lot of stuff still there that you need to work on. I have to take care of a swimming pool, and sometimes you turn everything off and the water gets crystal clear, but all the dirt's sitting on the bottom. And if you try to touch any of that dirt, it jumps back into suspension and the whole pool gets cloudy and dirty. So the person thinks, when I'm not Krishna conscious, I'm much sharper. This morning program is chanting Hare Krishna isn't good for my Krishna consciousness. I'm much better when I don't do these things. So when I do it, things are so much harder now. And I never knew I was such a horrible person. I thought I was like, all right, you know, so. Anyway, so as you're running the filter and you become more and more clear, you have to backwash the filter. But I mean, you start to become aware of a lot more things, and that's why there's an old saying that Prabhupada introduced. It was a little hard to understand at first. He says, "Too much devotion is a sign of a thief." Do you know what that means? Have you heard it? Oh, we even got a Sanskrit for it, or Bengali, I don't know anymore. Too much. Your bhakti is too much. It's a sign of a chori? Thief. Because Krishna consciousness is hard work. It's easy, you know, sing, dance, feast, have a good time, chant. Getting up in the morning, that's already some criteria for sincerity. That's not easy. That separates the men from the boys, or I don't know how you can say that gender correct nowadays. anyway, Jai, thank you. Hare Krishna.